Samsung says it will file court injunctions in France and Italy to try and block the sale of Apple's latest iPhone, citing patent infringement. Apple unveiled its latest version of the popular smartphone just yesterday. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, the new device, called the 4S, didn't make the usual splash.
Product announcements from Apple are almost always a big deal, but yesterday's news underwhelmed some analysts and investors. Apple shares fell slightly, even though the overall market was up. Charles Golvin of Forrester Research explains why.
Many people have reacted with disappointment because they were expecting a radical redesign and they were expecting support for the quote-unquote 4G network.
That's the next generation, faster wireless network. Golvin himself wasn't disappointed in the latest iPhone. He especially likes something called Siri, which facilitates voice commands in context.
You could do things like, get me a reservation for 7 p.m. and four people at the best Italian restaurant in Chicago. It could actually respond to that.
Apple sells more smartphones than any other single company, but it still has only about 5% of the worldwide market. By dropping the price of older models, something else it announced yesterday, Apple hopes to drive even more iPhone sales. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.